Elia went to her father to ask for her hand, but so did Igor Barkov, the pig farmer. Igor was 57 years old. He had a red nose and fat, puffy cheeks. "I will trade you my fattest pig for your daughter," Igor offered. "And what have you got?" Myra's father asked Elia. "A heart full of love," said Elia. "I'd rather have a fat pig," said Myra's father. Desperate, Elia went to see Madame Zironi, an old Egyptian woman who lived on the edge of town. He had become friends with her, though she was quite a bit older than him. She was even older than Igor Barkov. The other boys of his village liked to mud wrestle. Elia preferred visiting Madame Zironi and listening to her many stories. Madame Zironi had dark skin and a very wide mouth. When she looked at you, her eyes seemed to expand, and you felt like she was looking right through you. "Elia, what's wrong?" she asked, before he even told her he was upset. She was sitting in a homemade wheelchair. She had no left foot. Her leg stopped at her ankle. "I'm in love with Myra Menke," Elia confessed, "but Igor Barkov has offered to trade his fattest pig for her. I can't compete with that." "Good," said Madame Zironi. "You're too young to get married. You've got your whole life ahead of you." "But I love Myra. Myra's head is as empty as a flower pot." "But she's beautiful. So is a flower pot. Can she push a plow? Can she milk?"